Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Mark Routh, who's CEO at Prospects Energy. How's your day, Mark?
Good morning, Zach. Good to speak to you today.
Right, we've spoken quite a few times. You always give the impression of being a hard-working CEO, and a good operational update today from your company.
Yes, we're reporting an increase in net production since this time last year. That is good because it means that Prospects has production income from three assets in two stable European nations. It means we have our overheads covered, and we continue to be debt-free in the company. That puts us in a very good place to grow the company. We have had a reduction in the flow rate reported from the Viura field in January, and that's because when Viura 1B was flow tested in January, it flowed some 500,000 cubic meters per day on flow test, and that gas was sold into the market through the grid. We've had a reduction in the flow rates coming from Viura 1B, and we've had an increase in water which needed to be handled. So this is operational issues, but the Viura acquisition that we made last August has transformed the company and has doubled our production.
So, I mean, it seems to be, you know, you've got this sort of balanced portfolio. It's not as if there is an oversupply of natural gas at the moment. We're still in the aftermath of Ukraine and all the sort of energy and other issues like that. Don't you think that the market should be appreciating a little bit more than it does at the moment?
Yes, well, oversupply is might be over-egging it a bit. I think that gas is going to be continued as the transition fuel and the fuel, the go-to fuel, when the renewables can't be there. And there's going to be market turmoil, as we've seen across the piece, with LNG imports. The fact of the matter is that local indigenous onshore gas has a carbon footprint which is some 30 times lower than importing LNG from America or Qatar. Now, this message needs to get across to politicians and influencers and people who decide on energy policy, because drilling for local indigenous natural gas, which is not required fracking, has a lower carbon footprint than importing LNG. Spain imports the most LNG of any European country. So we've got 11 wells to be be drilled in the next 18 months. Two of them are permitted, and that's on Viura. And they're ready to drill in the second quarter of this year. It's all going to be subject to procurement of equipment, but those wells are permitted. We have five wells in the permitting process in southern Spain on the Romeral asset. On the 4th of April, that consultation period for the environmental impact assessment finished. And so we're making progress to get drilling there. But drilling is unlikely to be sanctioned until Q4 this year, maybe Q1 next year. I don't have the exact timelines of when the ministry will actually respond. And lastly, similarly in Italy, on the Selva Malvezzi concession, we have four wells in the permitting process there. And that is going well, but the operator is now telling me that the drilling is probably going to start in Q1 2026. I don't have my finger on the pulse of when things get drilled. We're an investing company, we're a non-operator, so we have to rely on the operators of all these fields, and we push them as hard as we can to get the wells drilled and so that we can increase our production even further.
So the other development, which was announced today, is that you've appointed Hannam & Partners as your joint corporate broker. That's normally, well, for people who know Hannam, it's a badge of honour for the company that is concerned. And perhaps their appreciation of the market, maybe through the initiation research that is due, should perhaps help Prospects as well.
Yes, Zach. I mean, that's nice to hear that there's a badge of honor, because they are a substantial broker in the space, in the resource space. What's important is that Hannam view prospects as a safe haven for investing. So if people want to find a safe haven for investment, gas onshore in Europe is the story which they're telling their institutions and their shareholders and contacts to invest into prospects. So having them introduce us to these other investors is going to be a very sound footing for the company as it moves forward.
Mark Routh, CEO at Prospects, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.